This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see where he's at and what he's doing. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Headed to the boat ramp.
Headed to the boat ramp. Well, good.
Hopefully we got a different tide. Hopefully got a different tide today. Well, this tide has been whack.
Were they running high over there?
No. Well, we did have a good incoming last night. It's supposed to get up back to normal, but we've been low and no tide.
Yeah.
I mean, the current is just, even the river don't even have current in it. Just so, that's about the only place you can catch them. Well, yesterday I caught them good, but days prior to that, it's been a battle, especially I've been chasing them bull reds. And
yeah,
I can't find them. I forgot to find them. They just hadn't come back yet.
Huh?
They still out there somewhere. I pulled up day four yesterday on a spot about the third cast. Gentleman on the boat catches one. And I said, "Well, maybe I've got something going here." Well, that was the end of that hunt. Have another bite the rest of the day. I mean, we're having to give up. I said, 10 o'clock, you just have to go back inside, go catch the keepers. So, and well, they cooperated yesterday. I mean, we fished for them bulls, I don't know, till 9:30 or so, and I just told them the guide ain't gonna work. Yesterday was second day, today's third day, they're from California.
Right.
They love catching them bulls. And I told them, we just have to go in and catch line of redfish. Man, about the second stop I stopped on, I had a pile of flounder wadded up there that was, I don't know how many flounder were sitting there on that little flat, but they were the wad of them.
Really?
Oh, I mean, we probably caught 50 of them.
My gosh.
You can throw it the same spot every time. And you can see the bottom. I can see them puff it up, you know, when they eat it.
Right.
Because one of them was a very good fisherman. I told him, I said, you know you got a flounder on, right? I ain't got nothing on. I said, set the hook. He set the hook and married me. I said, come on, guys. You got to do better than this, because he was letting them swallow it. And, you know, they weren't keeping no fish. And I didn't need no flounders. And so I said, well, I wound up having to keep about 10 of them ago.
Got hooked.
Let them swallow the hook. Yeah.
Boy, it's easy to gut hook flounder when they're eating like that, too, man. You're not on your game.
Yeah.
They'll suck it all
game.
The way down.
They'll get you.
Yeah, buddy.
So, and then a school of redfish pulled in there on top of them. I don't know. We thought about 25 redfish right there in the same spot, hadn't never moved.
Dang.
Yeah. I said, you know what? Let's fish down at Mike's head when I go by you. Fish his little pockets. Well, what they are, they're gas well pockets. You know, there's
right.
Little well heads that have pockets off the edge of the bayous. That's what it was. And I told him, I said, let's just fish on down at Mike's bayou for a while. We probably fished 500 yards. And I mean, it was just somebody constantly had redfish on.
Man.
Matter of fact, I could see them swimming up down that road, okay? But you had to pitch it. If you didn't hit the edge of that cane, you didn't get bit. So it was up there tight.
Well, that's good. That's good fishing right there, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're way past that full moon. Them real blue reds ought to have been back, but they're not. I mean, I burnt some water the last 2 days looking for them, too.
I know they're...
I mean, I ain't put up... They're what?
They're thick in the surf right now.
Are they?
Yeah, over here.
Well, everybody is that's looking for them, too. You know, and end of September and then October is, you know, our bull red month. That's when they come uh-huh. back in here hungry. Everybody
yeah,
wants to catch
bull red.
We're
just getting started. I mean, it's... But it's good right now. A lot of people are catching 8, 10, 12 bull reds a day just fishing off the beachfront.
Wow.
Cut mullet.
I fished a bunch of beach over around that Empire area Tuesday, I guess. And I did catch one. And like I said, you get your hopes up, then you can't find another to save yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the sharks. The sharks and the jacks, they hadn't moved in here yet either. And the bait's here.
Right.
I left the bow yesterday coming back. Brent Ballet coming out where I was at because he knew this big boy was a few flounder, and I told him, I said, yeah, I got him, come on. He come in there, and he finished up. I left before he did. I heard him. I'd stop at one more spot, and I heard him coming, so I left. We've come across Dixon Bay, and he said, my God, this water is yuck. And it was. It was just that old brown stain, mm-hmm. you know, mullet water, what we call it. You get them old mullet piled up like that. They'll turn the color of the water for you.
Yeah, they will. But we used to have a lot of mullet like that. That's what we'd look for in the fall this time of year. We'd ride around and look for... It wasn't mud boils, it was actually bait boils where, you know, the mullet would dirty up the water so they could hide in it. And man, around the edges of that, the trout and reds would be in there thick as fleas.
Yes, sir. Trust me, I stopped on lots of mullet the past 2 days, and I ain't talked about it. I'm going to tell you what was weird yesterday. the customer finally said it. Because I was ready to throw the towel in. I done. You know, my eyes were certain. I was looking so hard. And
right. I hate days like that.
Five birds diving. Customer finally said, you know, it's pretty sad. I said, I know exactly what you're saying. He said, what? I said, we ain't caught a snot rocket or a hardhead neither. And we did. We had not caught it the first gas stop or a hardhead just one.
Really?
With all that bait. Yep.
That's a record.
Yeah, it is. I was happy though. No ladyfish, nothing. I mean, where I caught all them ladyfish, all them skipjacks, went through all my jig-heads last week. Went through that, bait was there, nothing. No ladyfish, no nothing. Either they was there, just not, you know, because of that current, they just wasn't feeding. But.
Boy, it is slow when you don't catch garbage.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Crazy. You know, Chris Wilson, he stood on some big trout just this morning. I don't know where he's at, but I mean, he come in with 25 toads.
Really?
I seen him this morning. I seen him this morning. When I unloaded, I seen him out there catching them bogeys in the marina. So, he went free-lined them bogeys somewhere.
Like, how big a trout? Did he have anything really big or just all good solid fish?
He had some 4 or 5 pounder.
Oh, yeah. That's solids. That's good ones.
Yes.
Well, over here, they'd be calling those giants right now.
Yeah.
The bar's kind of dropped over this way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know. Well, where it just rained at? We got some rain over here on top of us?
Well, I hadn't looked at radar over that way. I've been watching ours over here, you know, south of Galveston. We got a lot of rain on that front line. And, it stretches over there. It goes across the Gulf from out in front of us into Louisiana. And, you got rain over there coming. Well, let's see which way it's moving here. Let me activate it. Yeah, it's moving northeast, so it's going to come through you. Well, you're down on the boot. You'll be all right. It's going above you is what it looks like.
I'm just coming in to finish right here in the road. It's got water standing.
Yeah, I see the where one shower went through there earlier. Little yellow one. Yeah.
Well, them athletics, they ain't giving us no favors, are they?
I mentioned that last week. Said, hey, that's... You know, I'm worried about the Mariners, but I'm really worried about the A's, you know.
Yeah, we can't beat them. Yeah, I think that cooked us last night, didn't
it? What's that?
I don't even think we can make wild card now, can we?
Well, we're one game. Detroit's got the third spot, and they're one game ahead of us. And I think they've lost like 10 in a row or something. Man, they've been in
the slump
big
to them?
Time. I mean,
yeah, big.
They were rolling. They're trying to hang on for dear life.
So we're one game out of the wild card?
One game out, yeah.
Well,
with four games
like
to go.
Dakota, I don't know. I mean, it's just going to continue the misery of it because I don't think they can do anything postseason. So.
No, I mean, even if we get there, I mean, my hopes aren't real high because of the position we're in. We're just, you know, it's just sad.
Yeah.
But we're spoiled now. You know, they ruined us with all the good teams we've had.
Yeah.
And this is a good team here if they could just get the bats hot and keep them hot. It's just they're so streaky.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a bunch of where they, a lot of people upset with Altuve.
Why?
He went 0-4 night before last. I don't know what he done last night. So.
He's still better than everybody else bat wise, you know, except for maybe Pena.
That's what's happening in my world. I got 7-8 more trips in front of me. I'm gonna come home and home. Few days.
Yeah, you got squirrel season coming up October 1st, buddy.
Yeah, well, bow season opens Saturday morning.
Yeah, bow season Saturday morning. Teal season closes Sunday evening. Boy, that's weird. Teal season is going to be over that fast. Man, that's that was quick.
I've seen one teal.
Really?
Yep. Now, there's some of them get on them up north. Well, matter of fact, I can hear them shooting late before daylight.
Oh, over there? Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, all that marsh I cover and all that, I've seen one teal.
Huh.
I've seen some big ducks.
Right.
I ain't seen no teals.
Well, there's been some good hunts and some bad hunts. It's spotty.
That's what I've talked to some of the guys hunting around Eagle Lake and stuff.
Yeah, their shoot's been good out that way.
Yeah, it always is on that high country, especially when they pump that water. And they got plenty of feed for them birds.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, Mike, somebody wants to call you about getting hooked up with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
832-338-9376.
Or check us on the web at rjhuntandfishing.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does RJ stand for?
It's just all the R's in our family.
Yeah, like Rusty and everybody, yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
His whole family is ours. His wife named Rachel.
Right.
And you got Ryler, the youngest one. Then you got Rusty, and then you got Rusty.
Yeah.
I just a bunch of grandparents and stuff out of ours. It's something
I gotcha. Well, that'll work.
All right, man. We all have a good and be safe.
Okay, Mike, you do the same, man.
Okay,
catch him there
tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, brother. All right, buddy. Later, man.
Later.
All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention their fantastic processing facility. If you're going hunting bow season this weekend, you know, deer season's right around the corner. It's all coming together. And no better place to have your wild game process than the Belleville Meat Market. First-class service. Their drop-off and pickup system is excellent. Their packaging, I mean, the quality of all the products they turn out is just unbelievable. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef, all their pecan smoked sausage. Check out their chuck wagon patties. Half pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese and their wild game processing. Try out their new sausage recipe that's available this year. You got to try it. It's really good, along with deer tamales and venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Galveston now and check in with our good friend, Captain James Plogg. Good morning, James. What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Just rolling with the flow. What are you up to?
Just struggling, bud. Struggling.
Struggle bus? It's a good one,
the
isn't it?
The struggle's real. Pretty nice right now. Where's that front get stuck at? Did it make it?
It made it, but it's just sitting out there in the Gulf, man.
Yeah, we're gonna go at like 11, I think.
Yeah.
Let that wind come off the beach a little bit. Well, it looked kind of good.
There's some weather drifting towards you. You know, future cast is showing it hitting you about 6:30.
Oh, this morning?
Yeah, it's hung up down south big time. I mean, they're getting a lot of rain from.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Lake Jackson and all that down south, and it's.
Oh yeah, well, the front don't move anymore. It's gonna come straight to Galveston.
Well, yeah, it's kind of making that northeast track. And it looks like your
house. My deal shows this front stuck, but it could be wrong. It shows it's stuck right there, just north of my house, but. Ain't the wind I got right here. A little bit of northwest right here.
Yeah.
My house.
Yeah, I was earlier it was kind of down your way. Yeah, it's all switched to west northwest and north northwest. It was just at Morgan's Point, and then you had a south wind, but now you got a northwest.
Okay, well then it's come on through. Maybe it'll keep it out to go.
Yeah, the wind switched anyway, so maybe get enough wind behind it, we can push it on out of here, push it offshore.
Well, that's the problem with all, and you know this, all these fronts this time of year, they're all just garbage. I mean, because I looked at the long-term deal yesterday. We might have 3 days. We might have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe.
Yeah.
I guarantee you one of them probably ain't going to be no good. But, man, I got to looking at on buoy weather. Of course, they're stupid too, but I like to just spend my $100 so I can make sure I'm stupid too with them. But man, it gets like upside down, dude, when you get later on in the week.
Really?
Like terrible. Oh, yeah.
A lot of wind?
Oh, stupid. I don't even know where it's coming from. But now look, this thing, see, they changed the forecast today. That's why you got to look at this thing all the time. It looks really pretty good this afternoon, maybe. Tomorrow's good. Saturday's good. Sunday's good. Monday's good now. Tuesday's good now.
Well, there you go.
Wednesday, see, they changed all this. It's
yeah, if you don't like it right now, just look at it in another hour and it'll change.
Dude, that's what's wrong with buoy weather. Now, here's what it did say this. Now, like on 10, not nobody, we don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes, much less 5 days. Like on 10-3, it gets sideways, 17, 18 knots. Saturday on 10-4, something's happening. I mean, it's east 20 to 21 knots. Small craft, that's on 10-4, 10-5, sideways. And then here's the front, like 10-6, north 19 knots.
Ooh, that's a good one.
10-7, yeah, it's terrible. That's just how it is this time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that, but I mean, and
hey, our old buddy Sharky across the bay from you there, he's in bad shape right now, buddy.
What's wrong with Sharky?
He came back from Cabo, and he got some kind of bacteria over there, and he didn't know whether it was from snorkeling in the water or whatever. His wife didn't get it, but he did, and it started out all in his groin area, like blisters and boils. And it spread down his legs and up his stomach. He's been in the hospital for 6 days now.
No kidding.
They've used 9 different antibiotics on him. And the last one they used is showing in some improvement. It kept it from spreading. And he's hoping to get out of there in a day or two. And they've been doing cultures on it. They can't figure it out. And I don't know whether it's some kind of Vibrio out of the water from over there or what, man. But, you know, he took his wife on a vacation, get a little break, and then ends up like this. That's pitiful, man.
Man,
he's in bad shape. So the pain is unbearable.
Man, well, he's young. He'll get over
Hope
but
so.
You know what it sounds like? And I don't know nothing. I ain't no doctor. I don't know nothing. It sounds like people that get shingles.
Yeah, but this is way worse. This is not.
You ever had? Everybody I ever said had shingles said it's the worst pain they ever had.
Rhonda got them.
I never had it.
My wife got them one time.
Was it wicked?
It was wicked.
Yeah, I ain't never. What is that, like a smallpox?
Man.
Like, or chicken pox. I guess maybe when you had chicken pox as a kid or something.
Yeah, or measles or something. I don't know. But it's.
They said, man, you take a shingle vaccine. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't taking no shingle, nothing. I ain't taking no vaccine. Hey, and this ain't trying to brag or be Mr. Tough Guy. I know what it's like to be sick for a long, long time. So anything that lasts 2 or 3 weeks, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. Well, I hope he gets better.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Hey, at least you ain't old and get all that kind of stuff. Then you're really in
trouble. Oh, if you get something like that at our age, you're about, man, take me out back and put one buddy, in me.
Buddy of mine, Jeremiah, texts me. He says Mexico sucks.
you just now got that text?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, no, Mickey, we ain't done nothing because the weather got bad. I ain't done nothing to play golf. Man, the last day we fished, it wasn't very good. Man, we saw one school of fish.
Yeah.
It kind of never was too nice, but it kind of got nice in the middle of the day. And we saw one school of fish.
Right.
I said, okay. So we start trolling in there, and I'm marking a few fish. So, man, these ain't tarpons. And, dude, I look down, and we're 300 yards from where I seen the tarpon, one time.
Yeah.
And, dude, you got to reel in. Before I can even get anything in, everything's got a bull redfish on it.
My God.
We get all that stuff in, and they're swimming underneath the boat like goldfish. So, hey, man, we can't put nothing out. So we troll up there where I thought I saw some fish. They go away. We don't see nothing. I said, but, and it's calm at this time. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to sit here and watch. You know, that's the way it's been all year. I mean, if you're blazing around at 20 knots, hair on fire, oh, there they are. They're all jumping out of the water. Look at all that splashing. You ain't going to see nothing because it ain't like that. You better be watching. So we'll just sit here. So we started just casting at these bull redfish. Hell, even me, something to do. Because I wanted to stay there a while. I don't know how many we caught, Mickey. I know we caught 20. We caught about 18 too many. Let me put it like that. And I think we caught like 20. And I never did see no more tarpons. And we probably stayed there an hour. But what's funny, and it's the way it's been all year, there's a lot of stuff. But all the stuff's in an area. And you might run 30 miles to swear you were fishing in the Dead Sea, the Mojave Desert. When you find everything's there. But when you ain't, it's kind of like all the fish are on one well in Trinity. There's 10 million of them, and you go hit 50 more, and you don't even cut a feather.
Right. Don't even cut a
feather.
That's
how it is. That's how it is. You're not, man, only one day, and I think I may have told you, only one day, there was a lot of stuff. I mean, we were on one school. I'm talking about bull reds and some tarpons, a few. Mm-hmm. We actually caught one that day. Where you, hey man, there's some more stuff, and there's some on top of the water, but man, and we just got lucky. There was a couple of frigates on them fish, so we do all that, and we never see no more. I don't know how many miles I go after that. We don't see nothing. So anyway, when we're coming home, I got pretty close to home, and man, look at them turns and them frigates in there, and dude, hey, there were so many redfish. I just went to where the frigates were at. You know, I mean, I'm tired. I'm trying to go home. I just want to go home. I want to get out of this boat. And, hey, I'm running up there where the frigates are at, and I'm chopping them up. My prop washer jumping out in front of the boat. So, hey, man, we're running. They're jumping all out of the water. So, who cares? Let's get up here with these frigs and throw in there. We threw in there and caught a couple. I said, man, let's go home. But y'all see how fast some redfish are moving in the beach, Mickey? They are flying, dude.
Are they? I mean, they're trucking up.
Hey, you try to set up on a set of slicks, it ain't like, I mean, yeah, it's just like, you know, trout fishing, but just multiply that by about 20.
Yeah.
As fast as they're moving, like. And then you got to figure out which way. Because when you get off of them, you just blue screening, dude. You can't even mark a crab on the bottom.
Blue screening.
Blue. Hey, my whole summer's been a blue screen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, blue screening, buddy. It's bad.
Well.
But, so, I don't know. We'll see, you know. I go through, man, I'm going to fish through the 14th. Probably pick the wrong year to do that. The 15th of October and then going back trout fishing.
Yeah.
Probably pick the wrong year to do that. Should have done that last year.
Come on back and get you some.
Well, it's going to get good. I think our fishing is going to be good. You know, I listen to everybody and somebody catches some someday, but you and I both know. September really sucks, and really the first 10, 12 days of October usually sucks. Yeah. It does nowadays.
I'm waiting on Thanksgiving and Christmas, man. That's
hey, buddy. Hey, that's when it's good. That's when I get excited about fishing. I was talking to Larry.
Yeah, me too. I'm like you are about that. That's big time.
Yeah, I mean, they had a pretty good. They went had to do a Kelly Wigler deal down there in Port Mansfield and all that stuff. They shot some birds and fished or whatever, and he said it was good and they caught a few nice trout.
Yeah,
you know, and there was some fish. I mean, it wasn't like it was terrible. He's sitting there telling me that story and I'm like, man, I feel terrible because I could actually give 2 cents about a speckled trout right now. I don't care, you know. It's not what I'm doing.
No, because that's all you do all year long.
Yeah, and I love it, but this time of year I don't care if you told me you caught. Now you start catching 10-pounders, which you're not. But if you tell me that, I might get perk up a little bit. But
who's gonna win a Ryder Cup?
Man, Mickey, I just pissed to ask you. What do you think?
It's a coin toss. Well, it depends on that momentum, man. And then, man, them Europeans they're tough in the Ryder Cup. They rise to the occasion. I think
They're a different breed.
They take it more seriously than we do.
Yeah. Man, if you had to hold a gun to my head, I would say I think the Europeans have the advantage. But, man, I don't know. You got Scotty. And do you like our picks? I mean, I like half of them or more than half.
Yeah, I like about half of them.
When that starts up.
Watch Scotty not even win a match. No, I know better than that.
Yeah, I know better than that, too. Hey, but y'all listen to all the McGinley and all. I actually agree with McGinley on a couple things this time, and that's hard for me to even get out of my mouth.
I know. You don't come to means with him too good.
Oh, but, you know, I were listening. You know, Tiger never was really all that great in the Ryder Cups.
No, he was a threat, though. He had him sweating.
And he had a reason, and kind of what I agree with him on about why. I wish you'd have seen it. You probably did, but I've got it on. But they start Friday, right? It starts Friday, Saturday?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm going to miss everything if I'm fishing if the weather's good. But that's okay.
Yeah, DVR it.
Who do you think's going to win?
Man, if we get that momentum going and, you know, and keep our, you know, attitude, everything right, I think we got a real good shot at it. I really believe that.
Hey, I was telling Carol, you walked that course, didn't you, with Sean up
oh,
there?
Oh, yeah, it's brutal, man. It's fine if you're a golfer, but if you're a spectator, you better have some mountain goat in you. That's all I got to tell you.
No kidding, it's bad, huh?
Hey, it was raining while I was there at the U.S. Open. It rained the whole time. No threatening weather, but just rain. And everything was slick, and people were falling down and sliding down big old hills and stuff, tumbling. And me and Peter going, man, we might ought to go back to the clubhouse. And I said, nah. So we gutted it out, but it was nasty. But it's a fine place. Beth Page Black. It's a fine place.
That's cool. I was telling Carol that you've been. So, but it's kind of hilly.
Oh, real hilly. It's down the sides and everything. The fairways are flat, you know, but for the spectators where they have to walk, you know, it's a goat ranch.
Man, I played that TPC course in San Antonio, Mickey, and it's, man, there's a bunch of them fairways. You look at them, and no matter where you hit the ball, of course, I suck anyway, but okay, everything's got a slope. So if you hit it to the middle of the fairway, you're gone. You're gone over here to the left.
Yeah, you
got to
play the slopes and everything. That's what Sean and them had to do. And
it's crazy, dude. I never could do it too good.
Yeah, it'll test your skills. We'll see. It'll be fun to watch. Well, hey, man, I'm going to get out of your hair. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, plug. Give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306.
All right, my friend.
Get better. All right, dude. Holla at you, man.
Hey, have a good day. See you, bud. Later.
Bye.
All right. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And when you're at Boyd's, check out all their wild caught guff shrimp and all that. And, I mean, great prices, great availability. And if you're looking for the best live bait around, nothing beats their quality of bait. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. If you need more info about it, call Jason at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out their Cajun Grill next door to their bait shop. They put out some really good food at great prices and their Santa Fe location also. Check them out on the web at boydsonestop.com or you can give them a call at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:39 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up the Hill Country Way and talk to the bird man, Mr. Chris Crocker, see what's going on with CCO. Chris, what's going on, man?
Man, just got up a little early this morning, found some white wings yesterday just north of town. Going to go back and spy on them this morning and do our thing. Birds, it looks like they moved in yesterday in front of that front.
I bet.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing when there's a little windy, little rain.
Yeah, I added some more hummingbirds to the flocks yesterday. A lot of mine left. Yeah, they're all at my house.
Yeah, they were here, and I guess it was, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, all of a sudden they were just all gone. I probably had 10 or 12 here. You know how they fight and flat around and chase each other.
They're nasty little birds, man.
Oh, they're mean little suckers.
They are mean.
Territorial. But, yeah, I mean, it's been the hunting hasn't been great. It's been steady.
Right.
You know, half limits. Some guys are getting limits. Some guys aren't, you know.
Yeah, the guys that shoot good get their limits. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's you know, and we've had this breeze in the afternoons, you know, 6, 8, 10 mile an hour wind out of east, southeast, and east, northeast. And it puts a little afterburner on those birds' butts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get moving and they're hard to hit. I had Ruby and Robert were down here. They just left yesterday. They were here for a couple, 3 days. He comes down every year for his birthday. And I don't know if it's their anniversary or something, but I think they kind of overlap. One of those two needs a trophy for putting one up the other yourself.
Yeah, I'll give the trophy to Ruby.
Yeah,
Chavo's a handful, man.
It's always a lot of fun. I look forward to him coming every year. So
what
I think Craig and Kitty are coming up here.
He was turning.
What's that?
How old is he?
55,
yeah. Boy.
55. I think it's today. So happy
happy birthday to Chavo, man. You there? Did I lose you? I think I lost Chris. I didn't hear him cut off, but see what you can do with him, get him back. Yeah. 55, that's a good number. Wish I was 55 again. Jeez. It'd be nicer. Things would be a little easier. See if we can get Crocker back up. I don't know why we cut off. Usually his connection's good up there. Anyway. But, this time of year, dove season's spotty. All right, Crocker, we're back, man. I don't know what happened.
It dropped. It just beeped and quit.
Yeah, I didn't even hear the gunshot on my end. Usually there's a pop.
Yeah, I just walked outside just to make sure I got a good signal. And the air is definitely a little cooler and a little drier this morning.
Yeah, that's going to feel good. I can't wait for tomorrow with no humidity. Boy, it's been sticky the last few days this week. You know, down here real muggy.
Yeah, I've just about forgot about all that being up here. It's been pretty, you know, in the low 40% humidity. And
yes, that's
I think
nice,
the other day it was even down to 36. So the air's been dry and been nice. A little breeze in the afternoon. It's been really comfortable.
Awesome.
But I think these little cold fronts, you know, they change everything up. And we had a landowner call us yesterday and said he thought he saw some birds. And I went out and looked, and it was like, wow, just a giant pile of white wings.
Well, that's good.
So I'm going to head out this morning and go check them out and check a neighboring place out next to him and see if they're there as well. And then we got hunters coming in on Friday and Saturday and then usually a Sunday morning hunt. So we'll do our thing again.
Do you get many weekday hunters or most everything's weekend stuff?
In October, I get a lot of guys during the middle of the week. That's when I like, you know, that's when I have my fun up here is in October.
Yeah.
So I usually hunt, you know, Friday, Saturday, and then usually a Monday, Tuesday, or a Tuesday, Wednesday. And I deal with smaller groups, you know,
on a personal basis, you know, maybe 10, 20 of us. And me and Sue go out and have a ball. That's my, like I say, it's my favorite time of year. It's October. Mid to late October is really good up here.
Yeah, I like this time of year. October through Christmas. Man, I love it.
Yeah, you start feeling the weather transitioning. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it is really nice this morning out here. I'm just standing right above the river. And it's beautiful. Everything's lush green. I don't know if you saw those pictures I posted yesterday with Robert. We were out in that pasture. And the
yeah, it was green.
Cows
man.
Are fat and happy, and everything yeah. is green and lush.
Pretty awesome. I mean,
yeah, it's really pretty up here right now. So, but we'll do it again. You know, we'll get up again tomorrow and do the same thing over, and then whack them on Friday and Saturday. So, maybe Sunday. Getting ready for deer hunting. You know, all that stuff's kind of turning around.
Yeah, bow season opens Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we actually went out and tried to, I found some teal on Sunday. So me and Robert and Ruby went Tuesday morning. And, man, they didn't show up. You know, here today, gone tomorrow thing.
Yep. No teal birds. And then,
you know, but I'm sure there's another little push on with this thing. If it moved as many of those white wings in, I'm sure there's some more teal coming through.
So. You know, Blaine had a big old perfect time and big piles of doves just moved into his area. I don't know where they came from you or where they came from, but he was worried about it because he had all these hunters coming in and he lost his birds just overnight. They just, the next day, they're gone. And
yeah, we've been getting one good day hunt, maybe a day and a half hunt out of a place.
Right.
And they're gone. You know, they're pushing out, you know, but we've been training them here for, what, 24, 25 days now, so they kind of
wind up. Oh, well.
You know, well, hey, flying man, on old Larry when he's gone.
Before I run out of time, throw them out some info so how somebody can get a hold of you, you or Chris, and get up there and bird hunt and deer hunt this winter.
Yes, you can check us out on TexasBestDoveHunt.com or CCOTexas.com or give my son a call at 512-587-3791, and we can fix you up with just about anything you can think of right now.
All right, Crocker. Hey, good talking to you, man. Go,
all right,
go
bud.
Pin down them white wings. All right, brother. We'll talk to you in a day or two.
I'll pin them up.
All right, dog. All right. Now let's run up to the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman. Hey, Randy, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning there, Captain Mick. Oh, everything's getting better and better. It's cooling down.
Yes, sir.
Crappie started biting. You know, fairly good. I mean, we're not catching full limits, but catching a nice box. We'll have, you know, 50, 60 in there by noon. And come on in. But now that it's cooling down, we can stay out there a little longer if we have to and go ahead and finish that box up.
Sure. Is the size picking up any? You getting any nice ones?
Yeah, they're nice size fish, Mickey. They're all good. Good, solid, thick, good-looking fish. Lake's still down, you know. They finished working on the dam over there, but if anybody comes up, they're not real familiar with the lake. Be careful where they run, because there's a few of them old humps, you know, out in the lake that are pretty shallow, and few of them got stumps on them that you can't, you know, they're just barely under the water where they're at. You know, you need to
landmines, buddy.
Yeah, you can't just run like you can when the lake's, you know, normal.
Yeah. What are y'all about 7 feet down?
It's almost 8 foot. I mean, I don't look at them charts, but you know,
right. Yeah, well, you know, look at it every day, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of like me looking at a tide.
Yeah, no, immediately. Boat ramp over here where I put in all the time, you got to stay right in the channel to get out. I see people out of their boats pushing.
Uh-oh.
You know, you stay in the channel till you get on out there. It's you know, I guess they don't turn on their chart and just you know, look at the map on it, and you stay right in that little old channel. It ain't but about, you know, head right in the channel from the ramp there out. It's not but about 3 or 4 foot deep, and it ain't but about 10 foot wide till you get halfway out. You know, so, and it all looks the same looking out there at it. It's just flat, you know, but that channel makes it where you can get out.
Well, that's a lot of water to be missing.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know the lake.
There's a few of them old humps on down toward, if you're going south toward Veach down there, that are, you know, they're out way out in the lake. There's one rock point that runs way out there that it ain't got no water over it hardly at all. And it's way out there off the bank.
Yeah.
Lose your putt-putt if you ain't careful.
You lose something.
Yeah. Mm. But, so I'm ready. It's, we got some, you know, got some days left open here in October. So if
do you
want to catch a good bout for crappie, you know, give us a call and we'll go out there and get her done.
When do you wrap up and head to Mexico for deer season?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish
I'll be around till then, you know. But you know, when that gets here, I'm gone.
You gone. He's out of here. All right, Randy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you before you get out of here, throw them out a number, man.
It's 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Randy. See you, man. All right. All right, that's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, What if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.